independent wrestling is pretty damn fucking cool.
We're sitting down in the spotlight and squared circle with Rhino.
We're trying to bring more awareness to the independent professional wrestling scene.
Undoubtedly thankful for anybody that just decided to tune in and actually liked us enough to keep listening.
This episode features interviews from the Savage Kings and Justin Dredd on the trip to ACW. And, well, let's just say a lot of other... This episode features interviews from Devlin Kane and Maru, collectively known as the Savage Kings, plus an interview from Justin Dredd over at ACW. I want to say that there's other stuff, but I don't know how to caption it. So just stick around. Roll the intro.
This is your room. When you come, you'll walk it alone.
Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Hello and welcome to The Lonesome Road, a podcast highlighting Midwestern independent wrestling. My name is AC Riley and this is it's a podcast. Duh, but it's also a journey. It's a diary, as I was told by Maru, who was listening to the last episode. So thank you very much for listening to that. Glad to know people actually are tuning in and want to share my journey with me. They feel like they are a part of the journey. I guess I'm doing something right. I guess it'd be nice to have the actual person travel with me on the trip. But it wouldn't really be called The Lonesome Road if I always had somebody with me. I wouldn't be really by my lonesome. Well, that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that right now. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of The Lonesome Road on a trip to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. ACW Wisconsin had a show over at the Masonic Center, ACW number 24, First Blood. And it was a fun show to go to because I just went as a fan. I was able to watch and enjoy the show, have a couple beers, and just sit back and relax. So we'll take you on that journey to Oshkosh on a carpool. What am I talking about? This is The Lonesome Road. Stay tuned. When we come back, more into the journey to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is, of course, a podcast brought to you by the Grapple Talk Network, so you got to throw the plug in there. So before we go to break, just want to thank the Grapple Talk Network, want to thank the flagship, want to thank the Ross Family Matters podcast and Regular Guy Gaming, and then the occasional Deech and Dash whenever Jordy gets those shows out. But go listen to them if you get the chance. You need podcasts to listen to on the road, don't you? Plenty of content to get you from point A to point B, and then also point C, 2.5, where however long your journey is. Plenty of stuff for you to listen to, plenty of stuff to repeat listen to, because it's always always entertaining journey, especially with the podcast. Those guys are always having some ridiculous shenanigans out and about. But I've ranted way too long. We got to go to the break, and when we come back, the trip to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, in a carpool? Stick around.
So, Jesse, apparently we have to make a promo for our podcast, but I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to say.
Oh, come on, Nick. We just got to talk about Grapple Talk, where we talk about wrestling. It doesn't matter if it's the national stuff or the local stuff.
That's true. I mean, regardless if it's WWE or our local talent, we cover it all.
Oh, we also got to plug the social media.
That's right. Facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk, and you can follow us on Twitter at TheGrappleTalk.
Man, that was a really good promo.
That was. High five.
Hi, yeah.
So I am now in Toma, Wisconsin for the first leg of the journey to Oshkosh for ACW tonight. A little bit different format for this episode. I'm going to be riding with people. It won't be a lonesome trip to a wrestling show. It's exciting. I'm really excited for it for two reasons. It's going to ACW in Oshkosh, as I mentioned. It's been a minute since I've been there. The last time, I think, was February, I want to say, for a benefit show that they had going on in Oshkosh West High School.
I want to say that was February. Maybe it was later, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's also been a minute since I've had a road trip with the Savage Kings, Maru and Devlin Kane. Haven't really gotten a chance to ride with them in a while. Things have just not been working out with our schedules to ride up together. So it'll be nice. It'll be nice to ride up with them to a show I haven't been to in a while. So it's a nice little double whammy. Gonna meet up with them at the usual Quick Trip. We're gonna drop off the car, get in one big minivan or one big car, whatever you want to call it, and we'll talk with them a little bit, more likely with Maru because Devlin refuses to ever speak ever unless he's drunk. So maybe we'll try a part two on the way back. Maybe we'll get him some Jack and Cokes and maybe he'll open up a little bit more. But for now, we'll take a break, come back, hopefully with the Savage Kings. Or maybe just Murrow. One of the two.
I'm going to be mad for you snitching or mad that I'm eating.
Fuck! Which is worse, snitching
Which
or eating?
Which is worse?
Eating. I forgot how short you are.
Did it get to the point where you have to be
adjust this?
I liked, and I was wondering if...
I got the memory button.
Can you turn it down real quick?
Dope.
I liked also with Chris Black... I love the fact that he got, because you know he's a big, and go ahead.
I want to say you're a liar, as you are a fucking black guy.
Was I that far you're, back?
Yeah,
really?
Talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it though. And you're fucking down to the floor.
Yeah, well, I'm short.
You are
yeah,
short.
Yeah, but you put it way down.
I put it down further, yeah.
I can't see over the fucking hood. I can't see.
It just feels more comfortable. So, I like the fact that Chris Black brought up the fact that he's into conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I agree. And I would be willingly... I do understand why people wouldn't want to talk about that stuff with their face being shown. But I'm the type of guy that would talk about that stuff with him.
Well, I mean, I think what he was saying is that so many people are so easy to talk crap when there's no face associated with it. But... So then when he comes like, hey, let's do a video podcast, it's like, nah, maybe not. It's like, oh, really?
Actually, there are some of my friends who no one even knows them. They're like, this is like voice, right? I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh, because if it's video, I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, who cares?
He does, Chris Black wants to do one with Bryce Benjamin debating the Earth is flat, which would be really good.
Well, the Earth isn't flat.
Well, that's the thing, is that Bryce basically, and TJ knows this, that they do, that Bryce is a huge advocate of flat Earth. So basically, he just wants to do a debate with Bryce to basically say it is or it isn't flat.
I would listen to that.
I would too.
Two things.
Oh my God, I would listen to that. That would be great.
Who the fuck is Bryce?
Bryce Benjamin.
And how would I know about flat Earth?
You laughed about it, so I thought you knew.
Oh, no.
You don't know
he's
about
he's part of the N-words.
I know about the flat earthers, but I don't know him or the situation.
The N-words.
You've definitely heard of the N-words,
yeah,
right?
I love it.
No.
They basically two black guys that call themselves the N-words, but it's the nice...
It's epic.
The N-word is nice. And also they do NWO gear. So on their gear, it's the NWO, and then the rest
word.
Of
word. That
yeah.
is so awesome.
And actually, one of their gimmicks is that when they're getting beat on in a tag match, Bryce pulls out the race card, and he gets a 10-second timeout.
That is epic. I want to see these guys. I'm gonna look them up on YouTube.
Oh, you should. Ugh. They're definitely on YouTube. They're definitely worth checking out. But yeah, like there was I did ring announcing for them at Brew City Wrestling, and they pulled the race card, and then everybody, like, literally, they pulled out the card, and everybody's like, "Oh no, is that what I think
is
it is?"
Card?
And then I announced, "Bryce Benjamin has pulled the race card," and then the crowd erupted.
And they get 10 minutes.
No, not well, 10 minutes.
But they get a timeout.
They get a 10-second timeout.
That is so awesome.
So he can get back to a vertical standing and then get the match started
that
over
is
again.
That is really wow. I would have. That is great.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
I cannot wait to see this. Like I'm gonna like use data just to see this on my phone.
It's definitely worth the watch. Also worth the watch with Bryce, and this wouldn't necessarily be N-word gimmick, but him versus Kylie Rae is a good match. At Kaiju Attack Wrestling.
Good question.
It's one of the... you had a question?
No, I said God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Yeah, so, yeah, it's basically a, it's a, you know, it's what you expect from a, you know, from on the paper of it being man versus woman match.
But should have got gas then.
Huh?
We should have got gas then.
Should have gotten gas.
Are we on E-Dizzle?
On E-Dizzle? How do you check the gauge to see how much, no, like, it, you have a smart car, so it'd be
It'll
able to
tell
you
how far you can go.
How many miles you got.
On that bar there, yeah.
This bar?
Yeah, there's a menu button.
Oh, there it is. Vehicle information menu. This I shouldn't do. Oh, you have 32% oil, if anybody's curious.
I wanted to know that. Yeah, we're going to crash. That also, life's been good.
To Valhalla!
No.
Yes.
Perfect. I said we waited.
He says, that's only in my car. That's only in
we're
my
only
car.
We're only waiting into the minivan. Not in his mouth.
I love it. Nope, he gets it. He's there. He's on it. You're part of it now.
Did you guys see that Shay hit a car?
No.
Do you think he yelled to Valhalla?
Did he? I hope he did.
I hope he did. But I don't think he did. He's a sore.
To Valhalla, you spray in your mouth with the clutch car.
The best part about just...
This fucking kid, Devlin. He had to raise it up. I can't even fucking feel it.
Because you don't have a son. You have a grown man. That's what you have.
I love the fact that it's just like it's like deer.
That's what happened.
I 100% believe that that's exactly what he did.
He didn't like
after
me.
After a few drinks.
Because you know me, I'm all over the place, and that's literally what happened. In fact, there were two.
There was two.
Two. He went deer. Two. Boom.
Yep.
Just murdered it. And he was like, huh.
Yeah, there was a. Stop. Yeah, there was two deer when I was coming up from Impact Pro, and. I was just so deathly afraid of like hitting them that I just tried to go in between them, and so I missed one, but the other one got like, oh shit, I gotta run, and then it ran right into the side of my car.
If you hit a deer today, I will probably bust your shit.
You'd probably bust my shit.
That is a legit shoot.
So for me, I won't go to Valhalla. I'll go to Hella.
You'll just get a broken nose or a black eye. But.
Oh, so I'll be in purgatory, basically. I'm not saying, dead, but I'm not alive
I'm
either.
I'm just saying, I will bust your shit.
What is hell in Norse? Isn't it just hell, H-E-L?
No, it's Highland, hell, or something like, and it's not about fire, it's cold, actually, in Norse mythology. It's a very cold place.
Nerd.
Helheim. It's Helheim.
That's just
it,
said
it
that.
Is.
Yep.
I just said that.
Said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, it's Helheim. So basically, if I hit a deer, I just should yell to Helheim because I'm about to die.
No,
like personally.
We're going to Valhalla. Screw that.
No. I would die going to Helheim because I destroyed his car. That's what I'm trying to get across.
With Fallout, do you want to wait to do that or?
No, we can definitely do that today. I mean, we got a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, God. So you had to have just lost your shit when you saw that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, 100%
lost my shit.
What do you think it's gonna be though? Some are actually questioning if it's a full.
I think we should save that for Regular Guy Gaming.
Oh, that's what I meant. If you wanted to save that for RGG.
Oh, we're definitely saving that for RGG.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. That'll be RGG then.
Hey everybody, this is RGG from the Regular Guy Gaming Podcast on the Grapple Talk Network. I think it's safe to say if you like wrestling, you also like games. So join me and my co-host Ragbag as we talk about old games, new games, games we love, games we hate, special guests, interviews, and of course, Ragbag's love for Luigi Mansion. That is all on Regular Guy Gaming. Check us out.
All right, so we are pulling up to Oshkosh. We're finally here after a journey, but we're the journey. That's a nice way to put it. We've had some experiences, some moments, some.
The first time I've actually seen Kane and Payne.
So some animosity, I guess, between
a little bit of saltiness.
A little bit of saltiness, but
we worked through it.
Yeah, we worked through it, and everything came
working
out
through it.
Everything came out
working through it.
Everything came out nice and
everything
smooth,
came
right?
Out, we all ended up came out nice and smooth.
Also, I just want to say I really hate roundabouts, especially here in Oshkosh. But anyways, ACW and
I'm excited for this.
Kind of two different things. Like I said earlier, when I was by myself, that first time being up in Oshkosh in a while, and it's been a minute since all three of us got in the car together. So it's a nice little double whammy.
We all, you and I, slept together in a bed.
Yeah, and then all three of us accused one another of
snoring.
Of snoring loud.
Each other of why we couldn't sleep.
Also, for the record, there's no way to know that you do not snore personally unless you record yourself snoring.
You will never give that up about Kane.
No, because
I'll always remember that.
I will never forget.
I
am well aware that I'm more than likely snore. I'm more than okay with that, but
I don't. I stayed up all night. Listen, I don't snore.
You're full of bullshit, is what you are. But and here's a quick thing: is what's the problem if you do snore? Like what's the big deal? Like,
yeah,
are you embarrassed if you snore? Like, are you like embarrassed it sounded like you're a motorcycle? Hey man, everybody snores.
I don't snore.
You don't snore?
I stayed up one night and listened.
Yeah, because
that's impossible.
You weren't sleeping.
So and that's how I know I don't snore.
I stayed up one night and listened. It took me a second to catch on to that. It
sounded like there was a lumber yard and then the hotel in
Oshkosh. That might have been me if it's a lumber yard.
No, it was both of you. And then I probably chipped in on the arpeggio, but there you go. But, yeah, so, Isaac, you're just, you're hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out.
Yep. Here to watch, here to support.
Devlin is the only one that's actually booked, and yep. we're Devlin Kane roadies, so.
Yep, we're roadies.
So, we're basically inflating his ego, yeah. Which
well,
is
mean,
already pretty big.
Him and I are tag partners, so, you're kind of the,
third wheel.
I'm the chauffeur, because we all know that Devlin's not going to drive.
Speaking of, why didn't you put gas at the gas station?
Oh, shit.
Because we have plenty of... We have like 5 minutes before we get to the venue. We're not gonna... And then all of a sudden, the car just sputters out.
That would be
Shit. Like, that's stuff you see in TV shows. We're fine on gas. Oh, well, the engine's fucked.
I'm gonna see tonight. I actually, him versus Seth. I'm gonna see what they do.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this.
The Battle of the Titans.
You're just gonna go in.
Just go in with nature's razor blades, right?
Shut up with that! Oh my god.
What are you guys expecting with the show today? Because it's been a minute since I've been at ACW.
They're always good. Like I know
it's gonna be great.
Dylan's gonna play it off like there's not gonna be a lot of people showing up. He'll say
honestly, I'm pretty sure he said that for WrestleCon. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, he did. And then 2,500 people showed up.
Yeah, no shit.
Way beyond what they thought. Tonight, a lot of people are going to show up.
What's the over-under on how much times you'll think you'll see Dylan's penis a day? Over and under of three.
No, not me, because we're going to be...
No. There's still the after party. There's still Slade's.
Oh, that's right.
Who's to say that he wouldn't show you his penis?
I think I'm going to see it behind the bar.
You see it behind the bar?
Behind the bar.
You'd be like, here, want to see the short stack special? And then it's like, what's that? Well, it's a whiskey and also my penis.
I wouldn't call that thing. That thing is not short.
Well, that's the gimmick is that his indie name was Short Stack.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Well, fun fact of history. Hornswoggle, formerly known as Short Stack.
Who is not afraid to get hit. He's like, and hit how? Me. Remember that? He's like, hit me.
Squashed him that time too.
Hit me. Yeah. This guy, he is no joke. I just want to see. I'm curious to see what they're doing tonight because they're addressing their loss at WrestleCon. So I'm curious to see where that's going to go.
Okay. Anything that you're expecting out of there, Mr. Quiet Guy?
No, it's just a fun night.
Well, there you go.
I think those two are going to turn on each other. You heard me call it first. I just called it right here.
Who's that?
Who's going to turn on?
I think Gallucci's going to turn on.
Gallucci?
Sorry, not Gallucci. You know what I'm talking about.
You mean Colucci.
Colucci might turn on Swoggle tonight. They're going to turn on
So you're thinking the barbershop?
Yes.
The Rockers in the barbershop?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying tonight. No on that one.
I'm calling it.
All right. Well, I guess we'll figure it out later tonight.
Right. We'll find out.
And for those of you keeping score, no, Colucci did not turn on Swoggle.
Swoggle did not turn on Colucci. They actually had a 8-man tag themselves and Jay Cash and Chris Boger versus Delirium with the debuting Chase McCoy. I guess returning Chase McCoy, technically. But no, I think it actually added a little bit of like validation to Delirium. Instead of a group of rookies, it's a group of rookies led by this circus freak. Disease 2.0, if you're familiar with Disease. It's really fitting for a guy like Chase to be leading the pack. And actually, not that bad of a match. Really good match. Really exciting. Everybody was on top of it. So Maru was wrong. Shocker. If you know Maru, he's always wrong. But later, I did get an interview with Justin Dredd, who I've always wanted to sit down and chat with, because anytime I'm in the locker room with him, he's always a interesting cat to talk to. He has plenty of knowledge, plenty of stories, and dude was killing it all of last year. So this is the interview after the show. Dusty right now? Well, we are sitting on dusty chairs on the third floor of basically the storage area of the Masonic Center, so
yep.
Kind of makes sense. So, wrapping up a pretty good show, good draw. And again, we were talking about this, that every time, it seems like just about every time there's a show here at the Masonic Center, the crowd, it'll be okay. And, it definitely was more than okay.
Oh, yeah, way more than okay.
Definitely. So, good match with you and Brock. How do you feel about the match? Good?
Hey, man, I'm $500 richer.
$500 richer. So this is something I've noticed because, for the time I've known you, I've known you mainly as heel. You've worked a lot of heel matches, got to do a lot of good, cool stuff as a heel.
Yep.
And now at least in the past year, you've been kind of doing the face run a little bit. What do you like doing more? Do you like doing the face stuff or do you like doing the heel stuff more? Like, what do you prefer?
I've always, when I started out, I was always like baby face just because of my looks and everything, but heel is what I enjoy doing. It's a lot of fun for me because I'm normally not that type of guy.
Sure. Well, I think what's interesting is because you can definitely tell there's two sides of you. It's not like you just do the same stuff and just act differently because, we see more flippy shit out of you if you do a face maneuver. Really, the only time I've seen you do flippy stuff as a heel was when you wrestled Pentagon, but you had to.
Yeah.
But even tonight, we saw more flippy stuff out of you, more OMG kind of moments from you. So do you enjoy doing that kind of stuff, or is that just, you do it because that's kind of, what you're expected to do?
I actually enjoy doing a lot. What got me hooked on wrestling was a lot of the cruiserweight stuff. So it's like a lot of their acrobatics and all the stuff they do is what I like doing. But and sometimes it doesn't call for it. So you got to pick and choose. So sometimes when I'm working the heel, I will throw something in there just for shits and giggles.
Sure.
Or something, make sure.
But gun to your head, if you're at a show and it's like, hey, you can do whatever you want, face or heel, you're always going to choose heel, right?
For the most part. That's a tough one. Since heel, face, it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's also a tough one because there's a gun to your head.
Well, that's true, too. So the chances are, yes, a gun to my head, probably say heel.
Sure. So you've got, like we talked about, you got to do a lot of cool stuff with your wrestling career. Just these past couple years, got to see you wrestle against Pentagon, against Marche Rocket, against Billy Gunn, the list goes on. For you, I wouldn't even say, what's the biggest name you wrestle, because that's always a loaded question of, who is, quote-unquote, the biggest? It's always an arguable factor. So for you, what's your favorite name that you've wrestled, I guess?
Have to be Pentagon.
Pentagon?
That was probably one of the funnest matches I think I've done. I think one of the first names I ever wrestled was Jerry Lynn.
Okay.
And that was actually a really fun match. Learned a whole ton of shit from him. But
was there a little bit of a disconnect with Pentagon just because you obviously speak English fluently and he speaks Spanish fluently?
I was kind of worried about that. He broke English. It wasn't bad, but we had a translator there too. But everything, actually, when you get in the ring, it's a universal language.
Sure. I know kind of how you feel about that.
I haven't wrestled Pentagon. I can't relate in that manner. But at ICW, I just wrestled a guy from Puerto Rico, and we kind of had that. He had the kind of the broken English, so he kind of knew enough. But kind of talking about the match, you had to have like go through a translator, and like there were some moments that got kind of screwed up. But I'm willing to just blame the disconnect of language than, oh, this guy's the shits or whatever. Yeah, so you know what I mean. So, but Pentagon is.
Probably one of the funnest matches I've had. I mean, Billy Gunn, easy, fun match. It was awesome. But, I mean, Pentagon...
It was more of a... For you, it was more of a showcase.
It was that. I got to do a lot of my normal, flashy and all this stuff, but still be the heel, and it made sense. So, I would have to say Pentagon was probably on my funnest one.
So, what other stuff do you got going on now that ACW's in the books? What else is coming up for Justin Dredd?
23rd, Frontline Pro.
Okay.
Again, I have to probably look at my schedule. I always forget what's...
You're such a busy guy that you got. You don't have them all, jotted down to memory.
No, I don't. No.
Your people will call my people.
Pretty much, I'll go home, look at the calendar my wife has, or I'll ask her, hey, what shows do I got? Because she's pretty much...
She's your agent.
Yes, yeah, she is.
I like it.
She's my agent.
See, for the longest time, I was I do all the shit with my smartphone, so I thought, oh, here's an idea. I have a calendar app. Why don't I start putting in... And then I would do it at the beginning of the year, what I had, listed for the first 3 months, and I always forget. So yeah. It's like, hey, are you available for this day? It's like, I think so, but I can't tell you.
Go back and check text messages and see what dates people gave me, and they're like, oh, yeah, I am booked that day. Okay, yeah.
Although, at the same time, at least I can verify, if there's a place that, I don't want to wrestle with and I don't want to say no, I can be like, I think I have something going on. I have to double check, and then I can be like... I don't have to say no to their face. I can say no over Facebook.
No, I usually are you available? It's like, let me get back to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, can't do it.
He's like, oh, yeah, maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. With me, where I am in my career and everything, with family life, everything, I'm now getting picky.
You want to take the family bookings over the wrestling bookings?
Yes, but I got my loyal shows. I usually always do ACW, WPW, Frontline, Mondo Lucha. Those few shows that I always got to do.
So, if the wide variety that you listed are your loyal bookings, what is considered an unloyal booking? The spur of the moment, I guess. Because most people, they say, my loyal bookings, this place is, right next to my house, or this place I've been with since day one. You listed, a handful.
Tiny Love, when he does his shows, he runs West Bend. So...
Sure.
It's right in my backyard. So usually, if I can make those shows, I'll do those.
So if it's right in your backyard, is that considered backyard wrestling?
Kind of? No, I don't think so.
But good backyard wrestling opposed to...
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Death matches in front of a mattress.
Yeah, no, not that.
There's an actual ring.
There's an actual ring.
So that counts.
People actually pay to watch you.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
So that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
So... You got the wide variety of your loyal bookings. Your wife will have to get back to us about what you have going on next. How do people get a hold of you if they want to try to maybe get you for that sporadic booking?
Well, either my Facebook fan page, which is Justin Dredd on fan page, or if they can find me on Facebook or pretty much.
We got a Twitter now.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot about
that. How do I know about that more than you do? Do I need to talk to your wife about who's in charge of the social media aspect?
No, actually, she has no clue about my Twitter account. So that's all wrestling stuff anyways there, because that's how I keep in touch with a lot of guys in Japan and everything like that. So.
Well, hey, if your wife is kind of branching out and needing to, delegate stuff, just let me know. I'm happy to help out with social media.
Cool. Okay, we can do that, too.
All right. Cool.
Oh, hello. Do you like talking about life and... the fun you have with your friends and games you play with each other and memories you've had over the course of time? Nothing's better than family, folks, and here at the Ross Family Podcast, we really love having fun. Myself, Jack Spade, Victor Ross, Scott Williams.
My turtle.
Oh, come on, man.
Sorry.
Oh, who the hell are you, Isaac?
And there you have it, the trip to Oshkosh, featuring the Savage Kings. Quite a journey. fun little fact, when we got done with the show, Went to the after party over at Slade's. Always a great time. Great bar, great atmosphere. Always a fun time. Devlin Kane wasn't feeling too hot about his match, so felt that I might be the guy to bring some good cheer. Said, hey, let's go out for a drink. Apparently that led to him justifying, hey, let's close the bar down. I don't know where the translation got lost. Maybe I need to brush up on my Viking. But no, like we went to hang out for a little bit. A lot of fun hanging out with the ACW crew. And then about 11:15, was kind of looking at the clock saying, hey, if you guys want to go grab something to eat, because, you know, none of us had eaten pretty much all day. And, of course, we're pounding drinks. So just, hey, if you want to get something to eat, we probably should leave sometime soon, don't you think? You know, most places are going to be closing up. Oh, yeah. Let's. I'm just going to finish this drink and then we'll go out. All right, cool. No big deal. I go sit in the car. I decide to take a nap, figuring that, you know, maybe just shut my eyes for 15 minutes. Wouldn't be bad. Wake up to some indistinct talking outside the car. So I assume, okay, they're just waiting to get in. They're trying to get inside. That's why they're trying to wake me up. And, yeah, so they got back in. I look at the clock. 2:45. So basically I slept for 3 hours while they closed down the bar. I mean, I guess in theory, Devlin Kane felt better. Maybe because he felt more drunk. But hey, it was a long trip. Did get to go to Denny's though, in Toma. And then we actually, we got home about like 6:30. So it was nice to go to sleep basically when the sun was up. I'm a vampire now. I guess that's how it is. I'm a vampire. I want to suck your blood. I don't like garlic, and I can turn into a bat. None of that is true, by the way. But no, seriously, it was a lot of fun traveling up to Oshkosh. It was nice to go as a fan. I don't feel like I get a lot of that opportunity just because I did that so much last year. I got burnt out by going to all these shows just to watch. And as much as I love watching the shows, it's also just nice to be home. And it's nice not to spend money on gas expenses that you're not going to get reimbursed for, because why would you get paid to go watch a show? It's ridiculous. That's a bad business model. But it was nice to just be able to take that Friday that I had nothing else going on, just to road trip with some friends, sharing some journey, so sharing some fun, some shenanigans like Maru getting tossed around in a Quick Trip bathroom. Yeah, that was a real thing. But yeah, so it was just fun to do. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to do it every single day, but at least on the good news, I'm going to be on the road quite a bit for wrestling. The summer schedule, whew, that's huge, super big. I don't know what super big. But let's talk about some upcoming dates. This weekend, RCCW, June 8th. Fighting Back on June 9th, I get to tag with Cowboy Bob Orton. That's pretty freaking cool. And I'm going to censor myself on that, even though I'm pretty sure I swore a little bit during the ACW interviews, but who knows. And then on June 10th, ICW in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pontiac is where Fighting Back is, and La Crosse, RCCW. But ICW, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Rated R Wrestling. Get to tag with Scott Marciano against Corp Robinson, JCW and Deathmatch Legend, and then also Blazing Benjamin is his tag team partner. That'll be a lot of fun. And then on the 16th, just basically going to do another trip with the Savage Kings, probably more shenanigans involved with that. And then Madison, Wisconsin, the capital of this state, heading over there to wrestle on June 23rd for the Frozen Tundra Wrestling. And then the summer schedule really kicks off. Bruce City Wrestling on the 29th, 30th, the 1st, the 3rd, and the 4th. I think I missed the date. But Summerfest. Super excited for Summerfest. Really have been, that's for me, that's a coup de grace. I'm really excited to be able to wrestle at Summerfest. I hear so much things, so many positive things. And honestly, I saved all of my vacation PTO at my work just for this weekend, for Summerfest, so I can go, so I can enjoy it, so I can have so much fun. I can't wait. But that's going to be it for The Lonesome Road. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode. Sorry for kind of ranting and raving at the end here. Hopefully you didn't tune out. Hopefully you stick around for it. If you are, you're a trooper. You deserve a gold star. So go to Walmart or wherever they sell gold stars and buy yourself one. I'm not going to pay you back. But if you want a gold star, hey, you earned it. Grapple Talk Network, the flagship Grapple Talk, talking about national stuff and the local stuff, talking about the podcast, the Ross family doing a lot of fun stuff and shenanigans, all the cycle of interviewers and guests in the fourth seat, you know, Silas Young, a notable guest, Angel Armani, a notable guest, and plenty more to come. And then Regular Guy Gaming talked about Fallout 76, which, by the way, June 10th, after ICW, the big BE3 announcement. So you can rest assured there's going to be plenty more Fallout 76 content coming your way as we get closer to the reveal and what exactly Fallout 76 is. I cannot wait. It's going to be so – I'm excited. I feel like a kid in a candy store. Not very often do I get excited about a video game. This is definitely one of those games. But BE3, I'm really excited for that. That'll be exciting to talk about. So plenty more Fallout 76 content. But yeah, also Regular Guy Gaming, like I said, talking about games. We did a Fallout 76 episode, so you can tune into that here on the network. And then Deech and Dash, they're kind of taking a little bit of hiatus, Jordy Lee is. But I do know that he's trying to work on maybe a new format. So he always puts on good shows, so go check those out as well. But I think that's it. I really think that this is it for the end of the road. And again, I really want to thank you guys for tuning in, making the podcast experience a lot of fun for me, just to share my experiences with all of you. So be sure to follow me on the social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for AC Riley. Don't look for Alex Riley, because you're going to find a bunch of the WWE pages, and that's not what you need to look for. But Wrong Alex Riley is mostly the handle for most things. But just search AC Riley. It'll be a picture of me ghoulified, as in Fallout 4. Or Fallout in general. So it's pretty easy to find me. And then also Pro Wrestling Tees. You can buy one of my shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/wrongalexriley. See, it's a nice little branding for me. And then YouTube, check me out at Riles Beniles. Going to be talking more Fallout 76 on there for sure. Trying to do some more survival mode. Try to get some more of the PS4 games that are just burning a hole in my dresser where they're currently stored. And plenty of stuff to come from AC Riley. You can be sure of that. So once again, the Midwestern goodbye. Thank you very much for tuning in. This has been The Lonesome Road. You've been a great audience. We'll see you next time.
Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Yep, Dylan was like, what the fuck?
Is he all right, man?
I had the shits that day. I was like, it was really bad. I was like, oh, so much blood. And he just started laughing his ass off. And Dylan was like, are you okay?
Yeah, I couldn't. I was funny.
Turn left onto Western.
You're going towards Quick Trip?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Turn left onto
Western.
I might not. You're right. I might not make it.
It's so fitting.
You might not make it.
So
I'm gonna have to stand up, and I'm gonna have to wait, stand there for a second, because if I start moving right away, this shit's just gonna fall right out. That's not funny. This really sucks.
I'm sorry, man. Just breathe.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation. Is that
I'm
fair?
I'm laughing straight up at you. It's great.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh my god.
So is this guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, even looking at you, you'll go for it.
He's clearly a boo-dizzle. Right there. Right. There you go.
Not a Quick Trip, but whatever.
Right there.
No, there's one coming up right here.
Yeah, that's self-service. No bathrooms.
No.
It's the second self-service.
It's right here.
Goddamn bathroom. I don't want a self-service bathroom, all right? I just want them to come and wipe my fucking ass for me.
What?
Oh, is that weird?
A little bit. I mean, if you win the lottery, you could definitely do that. More power to you, if that's the case.
Dude, I swear, man. I'm gonna stand up and this shit's just coming.
Alright.